from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a celebration at the holy site. Muslim leaders in Jerusalem have given permission for their worshippers to re-enter a revered holy site in the Old City after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. Palestinians began celebrating in the streets outside the shrine earlier on Thursday. Robert Berger has this report from Jerusalem.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on Muslims to return to the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City to pray after Israel dismantled the last of controversial new security measures that were set up 2 weeks ago. After Arab gunmen fatally shot two Israeli police officers, Israel installed metal detectors, security cameras, and railings at the site. They refused to enter the mosque through Israeli security and held tense prayer protests on the streets. Jerusalem Police Chief Yoram Halevi urged Palestinians to keep the peace, warning that there will be a harsh response to any outbreak of violence. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas had called for mass protests on Friday. According to Human Rights Watch, an Iraqi army division trained by the U.S. military allegedly assassinated several dozen prisoners in the final days of battle to recapture Mosul's old city from Islamic State. The watchdog group Human Rights Watch said the alleged executions were witnessed by two international observers who said they saw a group of Iraqi soldiers take four men down an alley and then they heard gunshots. This is VOA News.